brought to you by Currency Fair. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sideshow Garden Podcast.
So you're all very welcome to another episode of the Sideshow Garden Podcast. There's been a lot of new news that has come over the last couple of weeks. First part of that, however, was a new jingle. The second part to go with that, you would have heard it at the start of today's show, which was a new voice, and he's in my company just to prove that that voice is the real voice. Q, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, yeah. When I first played your voice for others, they kind of went, did he put that on? It's not, obviously, you're going to tell me it's not put on.
No, it's my voice.
Yours is slightly deeper than mine.
I guess so, yeah, it is.
How did you get roped into what is now the Sideshow family?
Through Ado in the pub. As all great ideas.
We were in Ballybohol having a couple of pints of Guinness.
Yeah, he's good at roping people in, and then you're like, yeah, let's do it.
And we did it, and it sounds good.
Yeah, I'm happy enough with it. You know, it is weird hearing your own voice, you know. You did a good job with all the editing and, you know, upping the levels, downing the levels, and hiding the glitches and so on.
Yeah, we've got it right. Okay, well, hey, Q, look, what can I say? On behalf of hopefully everybody listening, thank you so much for taking part. And we'll see you down in West Cork. You're coming on the trail.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, it sounds good. Look forward to it.
So on with the next bit of news. What has happened? Well, we've got Two Ton Murphy came on board, and they'd obviously done the Sideshow T-shirts with us. You can get them through Sideshow.com or just Google Two Ton Murphy and Sideshow and it will come up for you there and you can buy them. It takes a little bit for shipping, about 10, 14 days for them to actually arrive. But they're American apparel, they're really good quality. It's we could have done the cheaper T-shirt and got them printed somewhere and then sold them for £20 and made a lot of money. But that's not the objective. I wanted it to be that coffee cup that you have for 20 years and root into the back of the press and pull it out and you only ever want to drink it. Everybody has one of them mugs, don't you? Yeah, well, what about that T-shirt? And I probably have about four of them that I would use and do that with. The bigger news, however, on this occasion is the fact that Currency Fair have come on as main sponsor for the Sideshow. So they are at Currency Fair on Twitter. They're currencyfair.com. And what they are pretty good for, apart from sponsoring the Sideshow, which, let us be frank about it, because you listen and I do the talking, but a lot of the talking that I've kind of done and recording has been at Chelsea and at Hampton. And if you read that Sunday Business Post article that Conor Brophy wrote, you'll realise that there was a little bit of sleeping on floors and staying at Ben Brace's house when I went to Hampton and trying to kind of keep costs down. And not so much I can go out and buy a Flamenco and a box of Ferrero Rocher or something, you know what I'm trying to say. But I think it just makes it a little bit easier to go to the Garden Media Guild Awards and the Perennial Party in January and all of the places where you should be kind of going as well and bringing that microphone to, if that makes sense to you. And to that, I have to ask you then to obviously go and show them some love. So that's the barter. If you don't want to buy the two-ton Murphy T-shirt, which is absolutely fine, and you don't have to, you know, go and do business with Currency Fair, but maybe, just maybe, at Currency Fair on Twitter and tell them how are you. Yeah? Does that make sense? Except for here's the good bit, because when I was chatting with friends of mine, one of them said to me that he bought a ride-on lawnmower in the UK. And apparently how this works, because I haven't done it yet. No, I haven't done it because I don't have a Currency Fair account. I just haven't found anything to buy in the UK just yet. But he bought the ride-on lawnmower. And when he bought it, rather than going to the bank, he went to Currency Fair, and how they do their fees and how the banks do their fees is extremely different. They've got a calculator on their site on currencyfair.com. Go stick in something like €5,000 and see the saving that it kind of makes you. And that's why they're sponsoring the show. Let's be quite frank about this. They've obviously got to make a few bob, and then they give me some of that few bob, and then I get to go to Chelsea and Hampton to record the shows that you get to listen to, in which case, stick your head over, do the setup account thing, say hi on Twitter, at Currency Fair, and let's show them a little bit of love, because without them, it just makes things that extra little bit difficult, doesn't it? Yeah, and it's nice of them. So thanks, Currency Fair. It's really very, very much appreciated. And on with the day's show we go. It's another Friday afternoon. It is the Sod Show. If you want to get in touch with us, it is at Sod Show on Twitter, facebook.com/Sod Show, and sodshow.com. In my company today, a legend, a gentleman that I have admired the work of again for so very long, Rob Hardy. Welcome to the Sod Show.
Please, I'm available to come and talk to you. Yes, wonderful.
Let's break this down if we can, Rob, and let's clarify a few things. We had your good lady wife, Rosie, as I was told to call her, Rosemary, when she's in trouble, is how she described it.
That's correct.
On the show. I asked her the question, was she the boss? And she said, yes. And when we were walking through today, as by the way, you'll hear a lot of noise in the background, Rob walked in front of me, and on the back of your high-vis vest, it says what?
I do as I'm told, I think. I haven't seen it recently.
I just do as I'm told. On a serious note, in a sense, Rob, what is Hardy's, and what do Hardy's do? What's the business? And that is essentially the business anyway. It's the plant growing, or the growing of plants.
Yeah, it's Hardy's Cottage Garden Plants, which was started in 1988. Rosie went to a car boot sale at Ascot Racecourse, and we were clearing rubbish out the back of the garage. And she is a qualified horticulturist. She's got an HND at Riddle College, commercial veg growing. And while she was there, she saw plants being sold and thought, I ought to be doing this. So she came back and dug the garden up. So for 2 years, we did car boot sales. Did our first show in 1989. We did our first major show, which was the Hampton Court Palace International Flower Show in 1990, and we've been going along ever since like that. And we produce about 1,400 different varieties of herbaceous perennials, peat-free, outdoor-grown, in the wonderful Hampshire Test Valley area.
Let's go to you, if we can. Were you into growing plants?
No, I wasn't. I'm a butcher by profession. I was a meat manager for Waitrose, Sainsbury's and people like that. But I've got the marketing background. Now, what normally happens with a nursery, you either get two very good plant growers and nobody able to market them. Yeah. If you get the best balance, is to have one person who knows how to grow them and somebody else who can go out and do the marketing and make it commercially successful. You've got to get the balance between the two. So that's where I come in. I'm the logistics, sales and marketing side of it and the business side of it. Rosie is the technical side. The artistic flair, which you've already seen, is absolutely incredible. Her plant knowledge is second to none. And she's got a photographic memory, which is why I'm always in trouble.
From the plant side of it, I would have been aware of Hardy's, like, literally way, way, way back in the day. And when I was younger, let's call it that, than I am now, you have a name which just travelled, and it oozed, by my own reckoning, it oozed literally quality. And when you got a Hardy's plant, it was always golden. There was never anything ever incorrect about it. And you have that standard. You set a very high standard. We had this conversation similar to with Mark from Hortus Loci, and it was saying that whole thing of turning around and saying, this isn't good enough, it's not going on the truck, we're not selling it for the sake of it. But also at the same token, you've got that dilemma of, do we keep this one plant on that bed and hold on to it and try and get that 2-3 pounds, 4 or 5 pounds out of it, maybe? Or so how did that dilemma work with you because you started the business?
Yeah, we started doing car boot sales, but what's happened with Rosie is she has got to be confident about the plant variety that she's got in front of her before she will sell it. So say, for example, at the moment in the plant finder, the RTS plant finder, there's over 1,000 varieties of Hardy geraniums. We only commercially grow about 60 to 70 because those are the varieties she knows that will do well and work well. Unless there's something comes along that is better than those varieties, she won't sell it. So she tests the plants first before we even start to consider selling them. If they're not good enough, then she won't sell them.
How important is what you do? And I know we may have a little bit of a trickle over on conversations, but we kind of don't. But if you're a plant lover like I am, you'll want to listen to both of these shows. To the plant side, to the floral marquee, and let's concentrate on this one if we can. We've already, I guess, in a sense, looked after the garden. How important is what the RHS does and Chelsea side by side with Hardy's?
Chelsea is the number one show in the world. Getting a gold medal here is our accreditation. It's our credibility. And we put that on our, any of our, obviously on our marketing material and so on. It sets a standard. And what we try and do now as well, inside here, I think we've got 5 or 6 new varieties on the display again this year. Most of them are British bred. We do that for Chelsea anyway, because we're trying to support British producers of new plants that are grown in our type of climate anyway. But then, once you've got the range of plant material in here, to show it at its best, and if we get a gold medal with it, that's amazing accreditation. And that goes all around the world. We've done shows in Australia because of what we've done here at Chelsea. And we've been to other places around the world. Rosie's already been invited now to do talks and go to conferences in America and places like that.
Is it that strong? And again, bear in mind, there's a lot of people listening to the Sideshow who wouldn't be, maybe, have never been to Chelsea and aren't aware of how high that standard is. Apologies about that banging in the background. He's very annoyed. He couldn't find his ham sandwich. He'll find it in a little bit. But they wouldn't be entirely aware of the role that your RHS, the Royal Horticultural Society, plays. Is it that strong an accolade to have on, you know, your lapel?
Chelsea gold medal is the number one. It doesn't matter whatever medal you get at any other show. This is the show, the one show that counts every year. The date I look for and the time I look for every year is the Monday at Chelsea at 8 a.m. This display we've got behind us has to look perfect. At 8 a.m. on that judging morning, it's got to look perfect. And that's my Christmas day to me.
Wow. Okay, let's get into the display if we can. How long does it take to put the design together for this floral display? How big is it? How many plants are in it? How many people are working on it?
Right, as regards the design of it, all we design, we know the size of it once the RHS have allocated the space. We ask for a space. We don't always get what we ask for. And then about 6 years ago, we were asked by the management team to put a walkway through it. Because one of the things you find is once you're in the middle of the display, you're in a totally different situation from looking at it from the outside. You feel as though you're in a garden, because whichever way you turn, you've got plants around you. So we started doing that in 2010. So we have to get, once we know where the pathways are, because Rosie likes to do the ramp right plant to the right place, what she will do is she will always place the plants in dry shade, damp shade, full sun, dry sun, and so on. So that when people come to the show, we're doing a bit of an education as well. If that plant is next to the next plant, they will grow together. That's how she puts the display together. So it's educational, as well as looking spectacular.
So it's more than just a display?
It's more than just a display, definitely.
Okay. What plant numbers are you talking on a display? And just out of curiosity, what size is this display?
This one is 96 square metres. So we're about half the size of one of the gardens out in Main Avenue.
So 96 square metres, let's call that 100 just for the crack. So if you're listening to this in podcast, okay, you can close your eyes, you can do that thing that we did with Paul Martin where we paced out the garden. Close your eyes, take 10 large builder paces forward, and then stop, and then go to the right. That's your square. That's the space that you have.
Yes.
How many plants are contained within that, approximately? I'll let you away with 2 or 3 off the point.
You'll let me 2 or 3. Wonderful. I think they've got about 270 what we call these black crates here. So you're talking close on 1,500 to 2,000 plants going on this display. And they've all got to look perfect. No deadheads on them, no damaged leaves, no anything like that. They've got to look perfect.
When you say perfect, I'll rephrase that on your behalf. They have to look impeccable.
Correct.
Is that how tight the judging is on it? If there is a little bit of a tinge on the leaf?
They'll be looking for disease, mildews, damaged leaves, things not out in full flower. You get marked down if there's too many buds on there, not enough flowers. All those types of things. They're looking for the range of plant material as well to make sure we've got a big enough range on. We'll most likely be covering 90 to 100 varieties on this stand of our collection. But they're the ones that look right at the moment. This year's been very difficult because of the weather.
Yeah.
It was summer until end of January, and then suddenly we went into winter. And everything just held. Nothing was moving. So they were moving things into the polytunnels, pulling them back out again, closing all the doors up when it got frosted at night. We're talking 2 weeks ago since we had our last ground frost. So our nursery manager back at home has been working late in the evening, just monitoring everything and making sure things are brought in if they need a bit of loving, tender care and a bit of shelter. If they're not, then she'll push them back out again. They've worked tremendously hard back at home. I've got a permanent team of 7 there, plus we take on 4 or 5 temporary staff, plus we have a group of retired people who come back into us to help us out, especially for Chelsea, and they will tidy and trim all the plants back at home before they come here. I've got 2 guys doing our deliveries. We'll be sitting on the gate at 7 o'clock every morning in Battersea car park waiting to come in and deliver into here. So they come up fresh each day as late as possible to make sure they're in perfect condition.
Let's stick on the impeccable. There are a couple of things. Number one, you say 1,500 plants. Every single one of them has to be checked individually.
Yes.
This isn't, and this isn't, landscapers at home and in the UK will understand this. So when you need, let's say, I don't know, 30 rudbeckias, you walk in the door and say, you're going to have 30 rudbeckias. When they look, generally speaking, you know, grand, and the nurseries are usually that good, they're absolutely fine and they go into a real living garden. This is not real living garden. The standards are entirely different. So when you say impeccable, 1,500 have to be literally. It's beyond quality control.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The guys are looking back at home. They're going through each individual plant. They will have a choice there. So we will have produced about, if we only want 10 plants, they'll have produced 25 to 30 to pick out 10.
So you need to grow about 4,500 to 6,000 plants to get the 1,600.
Yeah.
Holy good God almighty. It's entirely admirable. Let's go to the second side of it. For those, again, who've maybe never been to Chelsea before or seen floral marquees done at that or at this level, girls, ladies in particular, I always found were better at it from my own show gardening perspective. The fellas were a little bit more brutish, you can correct me on this one, but ladies with paintbrushes dusting down plants, you do that as well?
Yes, if it's needed, yes. One of the things we have a problem with is chalk water, because we're in a chalk area. All the plants have to be watered into the pot and not over the top, as otherwise we get left with a residue, which then has to be brushed off with a brush and some damp cloth or wiped off with a tissue.
Not to be confused with powdery mildew, says you.
Correct. That's why you have to be careful. And what we've got over here, you can see a young lady over there. Julie, just turn around. She's a plant beautician.
Is that for real?
Yeah. No, what happened was about 5-6 years ago, Julie's always one of these that takes little bits off. And so Rosie, my wife, brought her a beautician kit with a little pair of scissors, swabs and everything else like that. And then we had the yellow tabard made up with plant beautician on the back.
But on a serious note though, Rob, it's not far off the mark.
That's correct. Yeah, that's what we're doing. It's like with anything, if you take an animal for showing, you wash it, clean it, tidy it all up, make sure it's all brushed down, looking perfect. Same with the plants. They've got to look absolutely perfect.
Did you ever expect when we go all the way back to being involved with Waitrose and on that side of things, did you ever expect that you would be here in Chelsea with 20 gold medals under your belt?
Yeah, she's got 20 gold medals at the moment. I once had a little bit of a thought. When we started doing the car boot sales, I remember being in a horrible cold car park at about 6:30 one March morning, doing car boot sales, and I just happened to mention to Rosie, wouldn't it be nice to do Chelsea? I can't repeat what she said because we're on live radio. But no, I have convinced her over the years. She's quite modest in her ways that she operates, and it's this show that's really brought her out, because with what she's doing outside with the garden and inside here, she's done a tremendous amount of planning, and I thought sometimes people crack up under that. She's gone the reverse. She's actually enjoying it and lapping it all up. She really is enjoying it. I phoned her the first day of build on the garden, and I could hear it in her voice, the excitement of having seen the plan and then suddenly come to fruition.
But that's a childlike thing. Yeah, if you've done it from that kind of young, it's like knowing what you're getting for Christmas, but you haven't seen it.
But you see some of them out on the gardens and even in here, very fearful when they first come here. You know, we always have that fear, are we good enough to be here? But then once you've got the confidence, just do the best you can, and then it all works out right on the day.
There's a little bit of Claudio Ranieri in there, my head says, somewhere.
Yeah. I'm an Arsenal fan.
I'm an Arsenal fan myself.
Oh, sorry, Gunnar boy.
Yeah, well, listen, we've got our own. We've got a... We've got, yeah. I don't know.
Of Liam Brady, I know.
Hey, Brady, David O'Leary, no matter what anybody says, if he's going to get past you, just take him out of it. But that's when you didn't get a yellow card for that kind of thing, to be honest with you.
I have happy memories.
I have really happy memories of wondering how Niall Quinn managed to get signed for Arsenal in the first place. But Liam Brady, match of the day, opening left foot, chippy. Legend. That's just okay.
I accept that totally. I'm with you all the way on that.
Oh man, he is just my hero.
You need to interview Joe Swift. He's a goon. He's got a season ticket.
Has he?
Yes.
I'll get your phone number off after this show. We'll. Yeah, I don't know. Me and Joe are going to become very good friends all of a sudden. Have you been there with him? Did he bring you?
No. I've managed to get there 5 times this year.
Okay, I need to leave home and move in
move
with you,
to London.
Rob. Me and Rob are going out and Rob are branching out. Let's take the serious side of it. When you go back, and Hardy's, no matter which way I call it, it's a gem of a success story, and we're looking at the Jamie Butterworths of this new era coming up through the game, and horticulture seems to have hopefully lost this tag of being a little bit bland and a little bit brash. And you see the garden that Rosie did, and I'm standing back in it and kind of going, like, holy good God. And I noted to her that it was maybe a little bit on the... queried whether it was maybe a little bit on the daring side, although I have huge admiration for it and applaud it. But when you look back as an individual, do you turn around and go... I used to be doing something that was nothing to do with horticulture, and now it's a massive achievement, Rob. It's a huge achievement.
There's a lot of people changing careers, and we have got quite a few that work for us that are career change people. We've also got two students from Sparshot College near Winchester.
Brilliant college.
Yeah, well, they did the level 3. They've been with us, this is their third year they've worked for us at weekends and holiday times. They're both doing a degree course at the moment at Sparshot. And they will be on the garden. Unfortunately, they've got an exam on Tuesday, the first day, but they're there for the rest of the week. They know those plants inside out. They're 21 years of age. They are two of the best young lads you could ever wish to meet and knowledgeable about plants and their love and passion for plants. There are plenty of youngsters around there who are starting to believe that there is a career in horticulture. So that always excites me when we see young people coming through. There's another lady who works for us who was an architect. She used to build schools. She did most of the drawings for the garden and helped Rosie to do that, and absolutely loved it. So there are lots of people who are changing careers. She's in sort of late 40s, but absolutely enjoying the career change and working with plants.
Do people look up to you, Rob, and you, do you accept why they would look up to you and say, I like how this guy has done this journey? Because when I take my own business at home, when I take, pardon me for self-pimping, but when I take like Donegan Landscaping, you know, I make no bones about the story that I borrowed the tools for my first job, and I started out at the boot of my car, and the rented room downstairs, even though there was four upstairs, was, you know, it was almost a reason to... not go home. It was a reason to stay out. It was that bad. It was delightful, as if you understand me, not really, but it was a reason to drive myself to do better, to get on and do it again, and you have done that as well.
Well, the reason I can say that is the people who've worked for us. We've been going 28 years. I've got a Kiwi who started landscaping with us back in 1990, still with us 26 years later. The lady who used to start a part time with us 25 years. The nursery manager 23 years. Most of them have done over 15 years. And that's a testament to Rosie and her passion for plants and the way it works and how much they've enjoyed working with her. You know, I'm in the background, I've got to make it work, so sometimes I get in trouble. But... I do all the maintenance back at home and things like that. But the production side and that is all done by Rosie and the team back at home. And they're fabulous people, and they love working on what we do. They're not going to be the highest paid ever, but they enjoy what they do. Where we live is absolutely superb. We love it.
I've it's rare to hear a gentleman, I don't want to get you into trouble here, but speak so highly of his significant other. In any way whatsoever, but you do in its droves.
You've got to admire her skill. Her skill in plant material, doing the garden settings and displays, it's absolutely amazing. I go to all the gardening club talks. She does 40, 50 gardening club talks a year, and I go to most of those. She doesn't use any notes. She'll put a plant down in front of her and she'll say things she never said at the last talk. And it adds to it, to me. So I'm hearing something new all the time. There'll be a little snippet added on that she's thought about and added to it. But no notes. It's all... The best way you can do, Rosie, put some plants in front of her. She will talk about them.
Are you then... And because by my reckoning, you're kind of a little bit in the background. And that's not... That's
I
not,
am.
That, but that's not a bad thing. I mean...
Yeah. No, I'll do that one wholeheartedly. Rosie is the star in all this because of her talents.
I'm the star, Brian.
I'm the Tony Adams.
Yeah. Sorry, for those of you who couldn't hear that, Brian just said he's the Tony Adams. We'll just leave. There's a statue of Tony Adams outside the Emirates.
Emirates.
The,
yes, yeah, yeah. There is indeed.
Yeah, Brian is not Tony Adams by my reckoning. Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Rob, if people wanted to, your phone's going off. Do you want to take that call? No.
Okay. I do actually. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I do it?
Yeah, go ahead, take it.
Hello.
My apologies.
On a serious note, Rob, meeting you and having this chat and getting a little bit of an insight into how it all began, the things I didn't know, the boots, it just makes me, if you were a good-looking lady, I'd say it'd make me love you more. But it's literally like meeting Liam Brady and Dave O'Leary in the one go. And it's a real genuine pleasure. I have such admiration for you, your business and your plans. Congratulations, I suppose, is the easiest thing on your success at Chelsea this year.
Thank you very much indeed. Great talking to you. Nice to meet you, Falaguna.
Listen, it's brilliant, my man. If people want to get in touch, Hardy's obviously have a website.
Yeah, it's hardys-plants.co.uk.
Okay, and for anything else, if you're stuck at Sideshow on Twitter, I know Rosie's on the Twitter machine. Are you on the Twitter machine?
Yeah,
go ahead, what is it?
I'm Rob...
Are you sure it is?
I'm on Twitter, I can't remember what I'm under now.
Hold on a sec. Ladies, do you know what Rob is on Twitter?
It's just Rob... What's my Twitter account?
What do you not tweet him?
You could pretend.
See if I can find you.
It's Rob Hardy 54, isn't it? I can't do that.
You're on the Twitter thing, Rob?
I am indeed. At Rob Hardy Plants.
At Rob Hardy Plants. All right. So if you're listening to this in the future and you think that... No, I'm joking. I'll try that again. he's at Rob Hardy Plants on Twitter. The website again is
hardys-plants.co.uk.
Rob Hardy, thank you so much for your time. Pleasure once again. And that's it, another episode of The Sideshow Complete. What can I say? Thank you to you in particular for listening. Also to you again for welcoming it is kind of ours, isn't it? It's me, you know, recording, and you do the listening, and it kind of makes it a bit the family. It's Tim Howell saying that he enjoyed the show every single week. It's Fiona Grows Food on Twitter saying hello, thanks lads, and I genuinely mean that, thanks for your support, because without you and without me and without now Currency Fair on board, this whole two-way street between us kind of wouldn't really be possible. And thank you for genuinely from the heart, because the sponsor bit is important and it's been missing for a long time, and it makes certain little things just that little bit more easier with Currency Fair. Have I said their name enough times now? Yeah, do you get what I'm saying? But it makes it easier with them by my side. You know that. Everybody's been, yeah, right. That was a good show, wasn't it? I kind of like that. I need to figure out now how to get me into that Arsenal press box, and hopefully Rob is talking to our new mate. He's saying that Peter Donegan is a really good looking fella and we need to make that happen. Ooh, other news, I forgot about that. Sideshow's now doubling up on Clonline Radio, based in Clonakilty. That's good. And we got the t-shirts. Did you buy one yet? No, I haven't got mine just yet, but I should be in West Cork also this weekend. There's a lot going on at Sideshow on Twitter, facebook.com/TheSideshow and sideshow.com, and our mates Currency Fair, they're currencyfair.com, at Currency Fair on Twitter. Go check them out, say hi, tell them I sent you. Alright, that's it, take care, so long, enjoy, bye.